Tom Brady is my favorite.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
All right, hold on.
Hold it.
What?
What? Hold it a second.
Wait.
Hi, it's Mike here. Don, as he wrote me in an email at about 5:55 this morning, has his ass kicked by the flu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the fortunate thing is I was already up at 5:55.
Really?
As you always are.
No, wrong. Wrong you are.
Why were you up?
I will tell you later.
Oh,
that is a tease. I was up early anyway. We wished Don the very best. The flu, as he put it, is kicking his ass, so he's got troubles in the tummy, troubles in the butt, troubles throwing up and all that. So hopefully he'll take the weekend to recover, be back with us on Monday.
Hope
we
he's
wish
better
him,
for the game.
The big game.
Yes.
Do you have the fever?
I have Super Bowl fever.
Tom Brady is my favorite.
No.
No, he's not.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Eli Manning is my favorite.
Now, can you get the Super Bowl fever that we have with those two tapes?
I think so.
We are going crazy. We are Super Bowl-rific today.
We're ready.
These are production elements, so whether you like, you know, the Patriots.
Tom Brady is my favorite.
Or the Giants.
Eli Manning is my favorite.
Where's the Go Patriots one?
Go Patriots, hold on.
Listen to this one.
This is really exciting.
This will show our enthusiasm.
I think you're going to enjoy this.
Right.
Go New England.
Do you hear the fire in his voice?
Yeah.
That's how we feel.
But we wish Don a speedy recovery. It's on with the show. And before we get started,
hold on. You know about it? What about Don?
What about Don?
He's rooting for the Giants.
Is he really?
Go New York.
I didn't know you had that one too.
Well, I have a lot of.
Which quarterback do you like?
Myself?
Yeah, you.
Eli Manning is my favorite.
I don't know. I kind of like Tom Brady.
Do you?
Tom Brady is my favorite.
He's good, too.
Haven't you captured the Super Bowl magic with those tapes?
I've got it. And I think it makes me feel like Don.
All right. Now, we do wish Don a very speedy recovery. He'll be back on Monday. And before we get started today, a little trip to our favorite show, Celebrity Rehab. And this is Jeff Conaway.
Yes. And in this clip, Jeff tries to figure out if he wants to live or not live.
Oh. He is he's the handful, Buzz.
He sure is.
He's the guy that causes the most trouble on Celebrity Rehab. Let's listen to Jeff Conaway right now.
Jeffrey.
It's not about whether you can, because you can.
That's Dr.
Drew,
right?
It's whether you want to.
Well, you know, most of the time I do want to, and then sometimes I don't want to.
And when you don't want to, what is it you're not sure you even want to do?
Live.
Thank you.
Oh, dear.
Thank you.
You don't even know if you want to live or die.
No. Yeah, I don't enjoy the experience
of living.
No, it's not.
You don't
a good
enjoy
experience.
It when these guys come around you and support you and tell how much they care
these
about you.
These people are wonderful people.
Oh, Jeff, see, he does.
I've never felt so much love in my life.
Oh, see,
he seems fragile. I mean,
that's what got me to stay here last night. Everybody just telling me. How they felt and being there.
You hear this guy, you won't even have like hot tea after listening to this guy. I swear to God.
For me, what was behind it was so real and so
intense here. It's intense.
It is intense.
Yeah, does he get along with this further now? Is this where he cries?
Well, in this next clip,
Rob.
How does the date end?
Rob is setting up the clip.
This is borders on disturbing because we learned that Jeff has had a troubled past.
Really?
Yeah, I'd like
well,
to
I
hear,
mean, you can figure that out by looking at the guy.
I'd like you to hear him and how he describes his past. Right, he uses some good verbs here.
Very good.
Do you want to share where that came from?
Well, I was tortured.
Oh, there's that.
that little thing.
Well, not much.
Hey, hold on.
Okay.
Tortured?
Weren't we all in one way or another?
Sure.
On Jeff? Taxi?
Yeah. Don't you remember Andy Kaufman had a waterboard?
He was tortured.
He was tortured. Let's
very
take
good.
This from the front.
That's harsh.
I want you to hear it in context.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you want to share where that came from?
Well, I was tortured.
Oh, there's that.
That little thing.
Not much.
Hang
on a second, Mary. No question.
Pornographed.
How is he tortured?
Did he say pornographed?
And pedophiled. I didn't know they were verbs.
Pornographed and pedophiled.
Wow.
That's the new album. I was pornographed and pedophiled.
There were people, older guys, much older guys, that I would hang around with when I was a little kid.
Judd Hirsch.
And they would.
How little?
DeVito.
Pretty little. 3, 4.
Mary Lou.
And they would take me and beat me up. and stick me in bags and lock me in trunks and
stick him in bags,
pour water all over it and fill up, or hang me from buildings, or take me railroad tracks and tie me up and tell me that the axe murderer was coming, and all of a sudden this guy.
This is when I want Dr. Drew to go, I call BS.
Yeah, I mean, he was tied to a railroad track, Mike.
And he was pornographed and pedophiled.
That's right. I'm pornographed.
I'm pedophile, I believe.
An axe, and, you know.
3 years old.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty horrendous.
Then what happened?
Well, then the pedophile stuff happened. You
what
know?
Was that all about?
That was selling magazines for the Catholic Church. I was about seven.
Oh, it's the Catholic Church, Buzz.
Here we go again.
Right under the Catholic bus.
Is that it, or is there
oh,
more?
Oh, no, there's more.
Oh, keep my going. God.
Do you want more?
Nah, yeah, give me more.
Or something like that. Then. And, you know, the guy, he brought me into this place, this studio.
Studio.
There were these women there, yeah. Young women. And they played with me.
Oh, Jesus.
He was pornographed and
well,
pedophile.
Let me see if I get this straight. So he was put in a bag. He was hung off buildings.
Don't forget the train tracks.
And what was he doing with the Catholic Church?
He was selling magazines for the Catholic Church. There's more.
You're listening to Jeff Conaway.
And would have me play with them.
And you were seven.
Yeah. And, wow. You know, and I didn't remember this for years and years, only to a couple of years ago.
Selling magazines.
One night it was like, you know, clicking through my head. And all of a sudden I saw, oh, my God, there was a camera there. It hit me. Oh my God! I was child pornography.
He was child pornography.
Yes.
Jeff Conaway is child pornography.
Jesus. How about that? And still, he was able to make a wonderful kinnicky in the movie Grease.
What kind of magazines was he selling for the Catholic Church?
Oh, I'm sure something very stringent and clean.
Hustler.
Hustler.
Is there any more?
No, that's it. That's all the Conaway.
Well, let's
I have
get
for you
started
today.
Then, shall
yeah.
we?
Shall we? You want to do
on
this?
With the show, Roberto? The Don and Mike Show. God, I was pornographed and pedophile.
Wow.
That's a bad way to start a day.
But he's getting clean because he's in celebrity rehab.
That's right. You like Super Bowl?
I do like the Super Bowl.
Tom Brady is my favorite.
Right on.
Eli Manning is my favorite.
I can't decide.
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
I was Robert the Mailman.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
I like weight.
You had to play that early, didn't you?
Sure.
The show is great. That's all fun.
No, we just
the
started.
Be fun, man.
That's right. That's the right one. Thank you, Meryl.
Oh, no.
Here's one of your favorites, I know.
This show is going to be with all the personations of this guy, you know.
I'm not doing any
good
for that.
Lady, you know. I'm Julia Child.
It's great, Meryl.
I'm Mickey Knows.
Bananas.
My bananas, cut them up skinny, I like.
Very nice.
Where's, and you know, who
where's
else
French
is
Gourmet?
Next to me is French Gourmet.
French Gourmet.
Hi, everybody.
See?
I'm French Gourmet.
French Gourmet.
This show is about how
apples.
To cook, how to make bananas into small pieces for the Jell-O.
I thought it was Jell-O and apples and
are
bananas.
Are you insane?
Yes,
are
I am.
Are you insane?
Yep.
Are you insane?
I'm excited about the Super Bowl, though, Rob.
Eli Manning is my favorite.
No, I like the other guy.
Tom Brady is my favorite.
I can't decide.
Did you see the debate last night?
I did indeed.
Here's Hillary.
Hillary Clinton. More about
smells
her.
Like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
More about her later. We got the phone numbers?
Yes, we do.
Yes, give us the phone numbers,
you
please.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
There we are. It is I, and greetings, ladies and gentlemen. It is a wonderful, fabulous rainy Friday here in the nation's capital.
The weather sucks.
Was it icy enough for you today, Robbie?
I didn't feel a lot of ice out there, Mike, just a lot of wet.
We have an enormous show today, of course. It is Super Bowl fever. We are all passionate about the
Eli
Super Bowl.
Eli Manning is my favorite.
Excellent Friday.
Tom Brady is my favorite.
I don't like either one of them. But I bet on the game, so I'm going with the Giants.
There we are.
Thank you very much, Paula. Big show today. We're going to try something very special later on in today's broadcast. It's something I think everybody in our audience is really going to get a charge out of. Yes, it's America's favorite television show. rapidly climbing to the top of the ratings charts. I'm talking, of course, about The Moment of Truth.
That answer is false.
Oh, it came to me in the wee hours of the morning. We are going to have some fun with that today.
Cool.
Also, a chat with a guy that, just is an expert on marijuana?
He's written a marijuana trivia game.
A marijuana trivia game.
So we will check out your knowledge.
That and lots more fun on the show today. Of course, your phone calls at, do I have the phone number correct? I wrote it down before the show.
Let's see how you did.
Did I do okay?
That's very good, Mike.
Would that be 877-365-3636?
How long have you been here?
I've been here a long time, but I just don't pay attention to that.
Phone number is correct.
Very good. So welcome to the show. Very excited about our show today. And I do want to share a number of things that happened to me in the wee hours of the morning. Here in D.C., it's very, very simple. We have weather that can never, ever be nailed down. We never have a forecast
right.
where they come out and they simply say, we're going to get this or we're going to get that.
Right.
This was the great problem we had last night. We had the snow line and the ice line.
They love that.
Now,
they?
You live out west, they'd say.
I do.
I live sort of southwest.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz lives a little west. Did you get any ice where you were?
When I checked my car at about 9-ish,
right.
there was some ice on the handle.
Really?
But nothing really bad.
And some ice on the wipers, but that's it.
I had no ice at all.
What they do here, you're always perfect, aren't you?
Yes.
What they do
sunny
here.
Sunny and 70 at Buzz's house.
That's right.
In D.C., they were going into the dance probably, I guess, during the 6 o'clock news last evening, and then they continued with it last night where they put the so many colors. It was a myriad. It might look like what Don's bowl looks like this morning.
I would think it would have to.
They had a myriad. I love that word. A myriad of colors on the map saying the ice is going to be here. The line is going to be well west of the city. And then they started to say the line is moving closer and closer and closer.
They had to break out colors they don't normally break out. You know, normally it's like red and blue or blue and white.
A lot of pink.
I swear to you, he said, if you're in the lavender zone.
Yeah, they did a lavender color.
Like, what is a lavender zone?
Doesn't make any sense. What they do is they put the line over the entire area, but
right.
because the maps and the counties aren't specified, you see town names and you mm-hmm. can't really know exactly whether your area is going to get the snow or not.
Right.
So I am in a state this morning at about 5 a.m. of blissful. I'm talking blissful sleep.
Just sawing logs.
Because we got this thing. It's one of them masks that you have. It's one of the
like Nixon?
No. You know the kind of not Nixon. You know the ones that the old
Tom
movie
Brady
stars,
is my favorite.
Shut up. Stop it, Rob. The masks that cover your eyes.
A darkening mask.
They give them to you on airplanes.
Sleep mask.
But this one's got beads in it.
Okay.
It's got little cool beads in it.
Headaches and sinuses, things like that.
And I over the last couple of nights, I've
what
started.
What kind of beads?
They're little cool beads.
Oh, okay.
They're really cool beads. Cool
not
beads.
Anything sexual, then.
They're not. But no. I put it on my face, and I went into a state of slumber. I mean, it's dark in the room, but it makes
sure.
it dark. But it kind of cools you,
yes.
like right around here.
Okay.
Right around the sinuses. Mm. And I'm really just, I know I was dreaming, but it's one of those deals where you don't remember your dream.
Right.
So I'm in this blissful sleep, and the phone rings. And, you know, prior to 6 o'clock in the morning, if that phone rings, it's seriously like a fire alarm going off.
Yeah.
And I do not sleep soundly enough where I don't bolt upright in bed with my heart racing. Someone in my family has expired.
That's
something
what you always
tragic
think.
Has happened.
Yeah, sure.
Something's terrible. You know, I reach for the phone, I grab it, and on the other line is a robot. Is a robotic voice.
What?
You know the kind of voices
yeah,
we're talking
yeah.
about with
well,
the,
why?
We get them for solicitors, you know.
Right.
You've been selected.
Uh-huh.
Well, here's the deal. I'm on the alert system for my kid's school.
Oh,
how nice.
Yeah, how nice. Well, I guess they
Did
can't
you sign up for that?
Yeah, I sign because when I have the kids, I take them to school on Mondays.
I see.
But they don't differentiate. The robot voice
no,
doesn't differentiate.
Robot doesn't do days.
The robot puts you in the system and calls everybody.
Uh-huh.
So
love that robot.
I answer the phone, and it's one of the,
hello? Hello.
And on the other end, it's, this is the first alert system from the school. There will not be school today. And at that point, I'm officially up. It's all done. It's that. And
heart
I have to,
pounding.
I don't want to be taken off the list. So I was awakened by a robot. It was very, very exciting.
Did it have a male voice?
Your kids
voice?
Are off today, right? Your kids didn't have school today?
That was a big screw up because I got up at 7 and I turned on the Today Show and it said Loudoun County 2 hours late.
Right.
And so I went back to bed for a little bit.
Did your cats have school today, Buzz?
No, they got the day off.
But then they changed it to closed, and Julia came down and said, Daddy, I don't have to go to school today.
And you wouldn't have known it if she hadn't told you?
Not a clue.
So they screwed up a little bit.
Yeah.
A lot of parents rolling into work and doing all that good stuff.
I need the robot is what I need. The robot must call me.
Hey, I think I broke the phone thing already.
How?
Shouldn't we have, they're ringing over here, but they're not ringing over here.
Leave it the way it is. I will reset it
for you. All right, Rob's going to do a little reset.
I need to see it.
But I was very, very tired, very exhausted after my evening of debate watching.
You don't care for a friendly debate?
I don't like a friendly debate. I like an angry debate. Did you see the debate last night, Buzz?
I did not. I read about it this morning.
There's only one thing I take away from last night's debate. Well, two things, actually.
What's that?
The two things I take about from watching the debate last night. First of all, a debate should be a debate, no matter, you know, that you're in the same party. I want to see fireworks.
You didn't get that.
I want to see fisticuffs. I want to see a moment where one candidate disses the other candidate.
Right.
Otherwise, it, you know, forget it.
How do
because
you know?
Because the bottom line with this debate, and for anybody that watches this, this was billed as probably one of the more significant debates in presidential primary history. That's what they had said.
Supposed to be.
And I was watching this thing to, you know, see if there'd be some fireworks. Almost, you know, I'm not a fence sitter, but I want to see which candidate, Hillary or Barack, is going to step up and do a good job.
You learn something about a candidate when you see him scrapping.
And the only thing that I could take away from this debate,
and
if you saw any of this, even if you saw the highlights of it, I do not believe I have ever seen more foundation putty makeup on an individual than I have ever seen on Hillary Clinton. Did you get a chance to look at this?
I didn't notice that. No, because I just saw it.
I had this in glorious high-definition television.
You were 6 inches away and staring?
This was, I swear to God, I have never been more aware of makeup on a man or a woman, including the Joker.
Wow.
The late Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight. Uh-huh. I have never seen that. I mean,
she looked like Billy Crystal in Mr. Saturday Night.
It was troweled on. And it was such a beautiful picture. You know, the beautiful Wolf Blitzer CNN picture that I'm looking at.
Right.
It was truly amazing.
And
it really was.
And when asked about it, she said.
She cracked up. Laughed her ass off.
But she's fun.
You got a love in and not a debate last night.
Well, you know, there was no fireworks, and I like to see a little bit of that. So that was the boring part. First 10 minutes, I'm just looking at, you know, Hillary's pancake.
Pancake makeup.
I mean, it's
this really thought you were going to say Obama's makeup.
He didn't seem to have it troweled on like she had it on.
Good for him.
And then she's got that ruby red lipstick. And then so you begin to completely forget about the issues, and you begin to scrutinize in totality every line, every wrinkle.
What's under that clay?
Oh, my God. I mean, I know they're tired.
Right.
They're getting 3 hours of sleep a night.
But you wanted to get up there with the trowel and sort of scrape it off?
Yeah, I wanted to check her out.
Were her lips sexy, though, red?
Yeah, she had a real sexy mouth.
I thought so.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Look at those lips.
Hello. Blower activate. Is it working, Rob?
It is.
Hello.
Hey.
Can you hear me? I want to make sure before we get... We've had problems with this microphone. I want to make sure you can hear me. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Pretty much. It's
Now, when you say pretty much, I'd like more information.
It's very intense.
It's very, like, it's too loud?
It's really deep. It's got a lot of bass.
Well, yeah, that's my voice.
That's just Mike.
Mike is cursed.
Can't be helped.
That's my wonderful baritone that you're going to have to deal with. What can I do for you, sir?
Alex Ovechkin.
Alex Ovechkin?
Broken nose, 4 goals. Were you there?
Watched it. I will get to that in a minute, but thank you.
One of the greatest performances I've seen.
You know, this is, he's talking about the here in Washington, D.C., the Washington Capitals.
Oh, the whole city's talking about it.
Come on. Now, wait a minute. If you are a hockey fan and you live in this area, this was an incredible hockey performance last night.
No one's thinking about that, Mike.
Tom Brady is my favorite.
I know.
Eli Manning is my favorite.
All right. Since that caller brought it up, let me just say this. I got home last night. And I became a TiVo retard because I wanted to watch the debate live, and I wanted to watch the hockey game because the Washington Capitals are, like, battling now for first place. They've actually pulled themselves up, and they're doing very well. And what he's talking about is this guy scores 4 goals last night after getting hit so hard that he smashed his nose and blood was pouring out of his nose.
For the hockey novice.
This is a superhuman athlete, Alex Ovechkin. He's absolutely amazing.
Many
and they've
times,
just paid him $130 million to play for a million years here in Washington, D.C.
Many times four goals aren't even scored in a game, and this guy scored
He could give a rat's ass.
He's trying to help. We're all trying to help.
I'm surrounded by people that don't care. I watch the games now. I've gotten into
excellent.
It again. I used to be a season ticket holder.
You have a package this year, though.
I bought some games. I go to 11 games. I'm going this weekend. I like me the hockey.
Outstanding.
And it was
Sunday night game?
But here's,
now you've broken my Super Bowl fever.
All right.
It's diluted.
You know, someday, you asses, someday hockey will be popular again in this city.
Again.
I swear to you. They were popular for when they went to the Stanley Cup Finals a few years back.
Oh, I remember.
I'm fighting a losing battle here. I know I am.
It's just not me.
Suffice to say, I like it, Rob.
Well, good.
I didn't mean to hit the microphone, but I like it.
So angry.
I truly enjoy it. And I went home last night, watched the debate live,
right?
And I Tivo'd. I Tivo'd my hockey game.
Sure.
And Tivo does, and I want to ask this of both of you, because you might not know about hockey, you pussies, but you do know about...
Never played the game.
You know,
what?
You know about the TiVo, and
yes.
This has happened to me during baseball games, a couple of football games, where, and I know this is probably a simple question.
All right.
I can handle this.
When I'm TiVoing a game, and I just press it on record, the little button that comes with the thing,
right.
And then I go back and I watch the debates. Then I'm talking to Carla during the debates, so I put the debates on pause.
Mm-hmm.
Then I go back after the debate is over, and I'm like, okay, going to watch the hockey game, going to watch it fast speed,
right.
Fast forward to all the goals,
right.
And, man, it chops me at the end. And
yeah.
So all
just
I get,
off.
It's a 4-4 tie, and the goalie is sprawled in the net, and it freezes, and it says, do you want to delete?
Right.
Oh, what happened? The game ran longer than it should have.
Yeah. Now, is there any other solution besides recording – like the two programs that come after it? Because I swear to God, I don't know how to do this.
Yeah, there is. And if you go into that menu, if you press on the item you've chosen to record, like the game, you'll have the option of, I'd like this recording to start this many minutes earlier. I'd like this recording to end this many minutes later. So you could set that recording
Wait a minute, hold on
for another half.
What I did was, right now, I'm watching the game,
uh-huh.
And I just press the record button.
Oh, no.
I am a tart about
right.
this.
Right.
When you... I swear to God, I will sound like a tart trying to ask this question.
You're doing fine.
You're fine. This is a common thing.
What do you mean? So I press the record.
Right.
Then what button do I press?
That should bring up... doesn't that bring up a screen that gives you recording options? Like,
no.
Until I delete
no.
and those kinds of...
The way mine works, when I press my
is
record...
Is it the DVR
you have a similar
or a
one.
TiVo?
It's a DVR.
Okay, can I jump in?
Sure, give it
okay,
a shot.
I press the record, and I'm like, that's done. That's one of the new features, right?
Go to the guide where
right.
you bring up the grid.
Yeah.
Then when you hit record, there will be options on the left side
hit
of the screen.
Hit the options and
go over to the
record
options.
For a half an hour longer
mm-hmm.
or an hour longer
exactly.
to guarantee it.
Every sporting event, you should add a half an hour at least to the recording mm-hmm. time.
Okay, very good. I'm very excited about it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. Hey, Rob, I wanted to ask you a question.
Shoot.
Are you familiar with the movie Elvis Presley made called A Change of Habit?
Yeah, it's a horrible movie.
I know, but it had some very good lines in it. I watched it yesterday for the first time, and the line where...
Okay, that was my hockey call, okay? That's it. Now, what's
Mary Tyler Moore is in Change of Habit.
As a nun, right?
Yeah, oh, hot nun.
Oh, nice habit.
I hung up on that. I'll press that. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You are on the air, sir. Hello? Yeah, let's try this one.
Karma calling.
Maybe I'm not pressing them the right way, Rob. I'm not sure. I always have problems with it. Now, see, I press this, and
that line is on.
It's on right now?
Yeah, it's line 8, right?
No, line 3. I hit line 3.
Line 8 is up.
All right.
Hit line 3.
All right, we got to dump that.
Hit it hard.
No, if you hit 3, it'll automatically drop 8.
Okay. It's not. See, I'm pressing this.
Carry
right
the 4.
Look, see, I'm pressing that button real hard.
Divide by 7.
Hit the phone itself. Hit where the name is, maybe.
The name right here?
Yeah. Did that bring it up?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
No, it didn't.
All right, let me try this one. No, that's not working either.
Please stand by.
Yeah.
Well, let me bring up line 3 here.
All right.
Go ahead.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello? All right, hold on. Let me try this one. There we go. this is totally screwed up. The whole thing's messed up.
We are experiencing technical difficulties.
Well, it's just like, you know, it's like I had the technical difficulties with the TiVo. That
we are experiencing audio difficulties from our local program.
Do we have
no
to
adjustment
do...
of your set is necessary.
Do we have to
Please
do the...
stand by.
Shut up. Do we have to do the whole reboot thing?
We may want to. Try talking at line one. Is line one there? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, my God. Hello, Ryan. You're on the Don and Mike show.
Hey, how the heck did you know my name is Ryan?
Because it says on the screen that your name is Ryan.
Spy satellites.
You've called.
Hey, guys. That's pretty bad A. Actually, I was hoping.
That's what? What did you say? Hold on. What did you say, Ryan?
That's bad A. I didn't want to cuss. Don't want to get you fined or whatever.
Badass.
Yeah. Okay. Hey. You can say badass.
Okay. I wasn't expecting to get through. All I wanted to know, I'm in Richmond right now, heading south.
Uh-huh.
I was hoping there's a station down here I could catch you guys on.
So are we.
Yeah, we are too. We're trying that all the time, but thanks for the call, Ryan.
Oh, doggone it. Well, I'm going to miss you guys.
Hit scan.
And now I'm hitting drop, and I can't drop them, Rob.
Hmm.
Something's really wrong.
Make sure your wires are tight. What line do you want? Call it out, and I'll punch it up.
Well, the one up here is line number 3.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
I can hear you fine.
Very good.
Hey, did you watch the Celebrity Apprentice?
No.
At all?
No, I did not watch the Celebrity Apprentice.
Stephen Baldwin's mother, when he presented her with the check for, I think, breast cancer awareness, did you notice that she looks exactly like Red Buttons?
Since we didn't watch, we couldn't have noticed that, but
is this Mrs. Baldwin?
No.
Who is the lady that looked like Red Buttons?
His grandmother.
You mean Stephen Baldwin's grandmother?
She did.
Yes, he presented her with a check for a breast awareness because they'd won that challenge.
So are you saying that there's somebody in the Baldwin family tree that resembles Red Buttons?
She looks exactly like Red Buttons.
But Red Buttons is his grandmother.
See, at this particular time, Rob, I would have dropped that call and gone to line number one. I guess we'll do the whole show like this. No, that's a hello, Don and Mike Show. Can you hear me?
Ready one, take one.
Yeah.
Now
you
look.
Hear me?
Now look what happened. I'm showing Rob
me?
My... Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead, sir. There's my computer screen.
Okay, hit the X to exit. Okay. On the bottom corner, the red X.
Very good.
Not as many
calls. Yeah, go ahead, sir. Oh, look at this.
Is it back up now?
Oh, my God. Look at all these people calling.
What are you doing?
Yes, what can I do for you, sir? Go ahead.
Do you hear me?
I hear you. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, I just want to say, is Buzz there?
Yeah, still.
Can I drop this guy now?
Please
yes,
try.
I can. Sure. Yeah.
All right.
Now we're up and running. Hello, Rich. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Mike, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, sir.
Yeah, bud, you better put some money on New England to cover your loss on.
Tom Brady is my favorite.
I love the Giants, and I love Eli because he's sticking it to his brother.
Eli Manning is my favorite.
No.
Yeah.
So who are you betting on? Rich, who are you betting on? You sound very, very excited about the game.
38-21, New England.
Oh.
Go New York.
So you have the fever.
Yes, sir.
Very good.
Super
so do
Bowl
we.
Fever.
We're beside ourselves right
Bye.
Now. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yes, it's you. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Mike.
Yes, hello.
How y'all doing?
We're doing great. How are you, sir?
All right. I'm not bad. Look, website, I'd sent Rob a link to some Katie Couric outtakes.
Yes.
I don't know if you got them.
I got it. I laughed all night. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. No one's ever sent it before.
They will be on the air next week, sir, so you want to tune in for that, okay?
Oh, okay, yeah.
All week.
Always think that's bad karma early on the show to lie to the karma, to lie to the
Is
listeners.
It?
Hello, Dave. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
I just want to say happy 46th birthday to Beth Ann McBride.
Stalker.
Wow.
Dave, I have to ask you something.
Yes.
How did you know?
I wrote it down on a previous birthday of hers.
Are you the guy who sent her flowers and money?
Absolutely
and
not.
No, you're not that guy?
No,
you know,
I
Dave,
not.
I really think anyone on the show that is out front doing the broadcast, Don, Mike, Rob, Buzz, it would be unusual really to even remember their birthdays, much less a behind-the-scenes person, even though Beth Ann used to come on the air. Why the fascination, Dave? I'm curious to pick
I'm a fan of the show, and I'll just let you know that a couple days ago, it was Alan Weinwand's birthday.
Are you the guy who called about that?
So it's not,
I am.
So it's not the breast.
It's birthday guy.
Well, Buzz, he's almost as thoughtful as you are.
Almost, yeah.
Do you have some kind of computer software where you can remember everybody's birthday?
Yes, I do have a list.
Good man.
What about March 8th?
Well, I don't have it in up right now.
No, that's a valid quiz right now if it's not in front of you. Can you remember any of them off the top of your head?
What's the next one up?
All right, I'll tell you this right now.
I'll say June 18th.
Oh, burn.
Well, that's not too far away, but...
June 18th is who?
That's yours, isn't it?
No. No, that's not. And Rob asked you about March 8th.
Well, if you give me a minute, I'll turn
no,
off.
You see,
no,
cheating.
Not fair. You got to do it off the top of your head.
Well, bye!
All right.
No crib notes.
You know, I called Alan for his birthday.
What'd you call him?
I'm having a problem with
again?
This phone.
Again?
Yeah, I really am. Well, I'm really having trouble.
Line.
Nope, I dropped that.
There you go.
All right, there we go.
You know what I think it is?
What?
Your delicate touch.
You think I should be lighter touch with it?
I think you should manhandle it.
Really? Yeah. Right, I'm trying, bro. Hello, Don and Mike Show. No, it's not working for me. It's
what line
really
you
not.
Want?
You know, I'd love to be over there and do it that way. And nobody knows what I'm talking about right now. I'm just trying to press this button right here. See, these are just not working for me. What is the deal? I'm going to punch it in a minute.
No, you mustn't punch it.
I am going to punch it. Now, this one's on hold. I'll try this, and that works. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Are your fish doing all right?
What's that?
What about your fish? Are they okay?
Oh, yeah. How are your fish?
They're fine. Why do you ask?
Because they were going to die yesterday and be floating around near the filter.
I haven't.
Die, little fish.
You know, everybody's bringing up things I was going to talk about. I didn't get a chance, sir. I didn't get a chance to go near the fish.
Your fish, and also...
I'm dropping him. I have to tell
Bye!
You this. I walked by the fish this morning. It was a very busy morning
right?
And whatnot, with all the ice and whatnot.
Sure.
And I'm walking by, and there they are. I still have the desiccated fish that are hovering near the filter.
And
in fact, the filter has sucked them. There are a lot of living fish in there.
Oh, no.
Do you think that keeping the dead fish in there, and I'm not talking about the emotional damage that I might be doing to the other fish, do you think keeping the fish in there could be construed as a difficulty, you know, biologically? Could the bacteria or anything, could that cause the other fish to die?
Well, when fish die in the ocean, what, does someone come and scoop them out?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I think they're fine.
Shouldn't
in fact, I think it might enhance them. Like the bacteria and the biofilter or whatever might improve their environment.
What you're doing is you're enriching the ecosystem.
Yeah, I mean, it's like mulching, you know, it's using fertilizer,
it's
right?
It's like the garden weasel.
But the bottom line that I'm not, this is not purely lazy. I am not doing this.
Can you give me a percentage on how lazy it is?
No, it's not the lazy factor. Right now, it's the gross factor. Because I know that if I reach in there at this point, the condition that the fish are in,
it's not going to get any better.
No, I'm kind of thinking that it's water and the water's going through the filter and it's you know, it's just running all day, that maybe they'll eventually disintegrate and, you know, ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
The other fish will eat it, won't it?
No, the other fish aren't going near it. I don't think the other fish do that. I really don't think so. They'll eat big fish, little fish, but they have to be alive.
Well, when they start crumbling apart, then maybe they'll be
bite-sized. I'm doing it
because
I'm just grossed out, and frankly, the whole fish thing is pissing me off. I wish it wasn't happening.
You want them all to die, don't you?
Yeah, but hold on a second. I've got a very important
call.
Add
a cup of salt.
Need to take this call right now. Hola.
Hola, muchachos.
Hi, Manny.
Oh, Manny.
Manny Ramirez.
Hey.
Manny, are you excited about the Super Bowl?
See?
Really?
See?
Are you going to be watching the Super Bowl, Manny?
See, I'm going to be there.
Can I ask you a question about the off season? Are you doing anything to keep in shape?
Of course. I work out every day, man.
All right. What else is happening, Manny?
No, I just want to say sorry, Don. Not feeling too good. I hope everything come out okay.
He's going to be fine. I think he's got a really, really nasty case of the flu.
Yeah, I hear when that happens, man. It's like Technicolor young.
Yeah. Have you ever had to play ball when you have the flu, Manny?
Man, I have to play ball all the time when I don't feel good.
Yeah, that's very, very difficult, isn't it?
It sucks, man.
Yeah.
Are you having a Super Bowl party, Manny, this weekend?
No, I'm going to be there.
You're going to be at the game itself.
Yeah. Excellent.
Would you like to give us the Manny Ramirez Super Bowl prediction?
Sure. New York Giants by 3.
Thank
go
you.
Go New York.
See, by 3.
Take it to the bank. Thanks a lot, Manny. We got to go.
Adios.
Adios, Manny.
Nice of him to call from Arizona.
Manny Ramirez from your boss
to
Red Sox. This is a call for you. You're calling for Rob?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead. He's right here.
Hey, Buzz.
Now, that's interesting. I said, you're calling for Rob.
And he said yes.
He says yes and then goes,
and
he said, Buzz.
Hi, Buzz. Well, Buzz says hi.
What's
back.
Up with that?
What can we do for you, sir?
Nah, but hey, Mike.
Yes.
Wait.
He's gone
can
all
you
the way
do me
around.
A favor? Because I hate the town I live in and the traffic sucks, can I please hear Boomer crap on his crew again? I would love to hear that.
That's fine. I'll do that for
we'll
you. We have the Boomer
yeah,
tape?
We'll play that tape today.
Rob's got to find it. It's in his satchel, okay?
Request-o-matic.
Thanks for calling. Hello,
he
Don.
He spoke to me.
No, sorry, Rob. Wait in line. Don and Mike show.
You can burn in hell.
Hello.
Just take it over. Take it over about the 14th or 15th, and I'll be there.
Let's listen.
What time will you be there?
Right. Okay. If you no. He's going to have to sell it.
Well, yeah. Hey, hold on. I want to see if I can get a stock tip here.
High finance.
If listen. If you're not, yeah. I'll tell you what.
All right. How many of you think he's full of crap?
I do too.
Yeah. We're calling you, sir. You better answer the phone right now. No, he just hung up. Yeah. There we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Greg.
It was a pilot.
Greg, you're on the air.
Yes, Buzz Burbank, please.
I'm here, sir. What? How can I help?
Hey, Buzz, have you seen that one movie yet that's out already?
Which one movie?
You know.
Oh, God damn. Daniel, you're on the Don and Mike Show.
Track him
makes
down.
You tired, doesn't it?
It does. Kill him.
Wears it's, you out.
It's fatigue with the ice storm.
Fatigue.
What can we do for you, Daniel?
Hey, O'Mara, how's it going?
Please call me Mike. Don't call me O'Mara.
Mike, I have a very important question for you.
Danny.
Yes, what is your important question, Danny?
What is the important message about the show that you're going to tell us about today?
Well, I got to be honest with you, sir. That does not involve me, and that will have to be delayed until Monday's show.
I would say tune in Monday.
I'd say tune in Monday for a very special announcement. That's all I can say on the subject. Oh, I get it. Okay, so when they're on hold, I can take them. When they're not on hold, I can't take them. That's what happens.
Is that it?
That's what's happening. When they're put on hold, see, for example, if I press this button, nothing happens. See?
Okay.
It's gone. But if it's on hold, then it gets on the air. So forget
you see,
that.
What Mike has in front of him, folks, is a touch screen. Like he's working at McDonald's, and that's got all the phone calls, and that's how he can take the
problem.
Calls.
He keeps punching the cheeseburgers.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Rob, you're on the air.
I'm right here.
Yeah, this is same Rob that said hi to Buzz. And Rob got mad because I didn't say hi, Rob.
It's too little, too late.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Enjoy the game.
Hello, Joe. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Even though Don's sick, can we still hear the announcement, please?
What announcement?
Don said something about an announcement. Yesterday.
I'm not familiar with the announcement you speak of, and that is not in my purview to discuss. So there, that is that. But I would suggest that our listeners tune in on Monday, and we'll have the details. I just figured out exactly what I've been doing.
What have you been doing?
Pressing the wrong buttons. I'm here all week.
Told you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Not like you've done it before.
I know.
Don't press the cheeseburger.
Oh, boy.
Someone's here with an S-load of fries.
Yes, what can we do for you, Pete?
Hey, Mike, dude. Tommy Gavin called you this morning.
Yes, Tom Gavin called me as the robot. Yes, it was Tom Gavin who called me.
Ah, Mike.
All right, we got to take a break coming up here, but I do want to quiz Rob coming up in the next break on his situation. Rob had a very major development in the vasectomy saga. How would you describe this? Don't give us the details.
It's a milestone.
Really?
The only hint are you ready for my major announcement?
I am.
It has been 6 weeks since the procedure.
And you had to do something, right?
I did. I had to celebrate the 6-week anniversary with something I have never done before.
It's a process, Buzz.
Kinky.
It's a very nice process that
he
goes through.
If it was any further from kinky, it wouldn't even be in this state.
Nothing burst, did it?
No, nothing burst.
So you're going to be okay for the big bowl?
I sure.
Eli Manning is my favorite.
All I know, I don't want to give anything away, but I do believe that it involves a cup.
Go New York.
Go New York, yes. It's Super Bowl madness on the Don and Mike Show. We will quiz Rob on the latest developments in his healthy vasectomy story.
My vasectomized spaghetti?
Yes. Just remember it involves a cup.
It does.
Use your imagination. We'll be right back.
I see fish.
We'll be back on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.